preach on the topic of faith, and I am presenting Stephen to you as an example of a man of faith. And my main point is that it is by faith that divine power is activated in the life of a believer. I was asked by one of the ladies in jail, well, what is faith? And so that was the impetus for going to this passage from Acts, that we might talk about that as seen through Stephen's life. So I want to assert that the divine power was in Stephen and on Stephen and through Stephen. And that is a difficult thing, difficult for us to process. And secondly, the evidence of miraculous workings, the power through Stephen, operations of faith, such as are recorded in Acts 6 and 7, appear to be normative, that is to say, not exceptional for that period of time. Now, it is true that Stephen was prayed over and had hands laid on him by the apostles after being identified as being full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. All seven deacons were, which suggests that Philip was like Stephen in aptitude and in his performance. And all by the power of the indwelling Christ in the man of faith. Again, we want to stress that this was normative for that moment in church history rather than being exceptional. And that Stephen's moment is not our moment does not mean that divine power is inoperative in our day, even if we do not regularly experience its manifestations. The disparity between that moment and our moment is actually irrelevant, because the record remains in the Word that these things were signs of the kingdom manifest in the midst of our brokenness. Much of the wreckage in our lives currently and in the lives of our contemporaries is attributed to what I would call broken trust. Broken trust. Broken trust incubates faithlessness and spawns unbelief. And that's one reason that we need the divine record of divine activity, of divine power, operative in men of faith, such as Stephen, to strengthen and encourage, inspire, and mend our brokenness. Church splits, divorces, broken families, and multifold betrayals and abusive behaviors are symptoms of our fallenness that result in brokenness. Now, my text for today is actually Galatians 2:20. I know that we read from Acts, but the text is Galatians 2:20. So I want to speak that forth right now, and I'm going to repeat it later on. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and, or insofar as, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. And furthermore, divinely equipped men such as Stephen had been appointed to the daily distribution of food. These were men with credentials. They had a track record, which would be harder to it would make them harder to quibble with or quarrel with over your distribution. For which cause the apostles sought them to be selected. The implication to me seems to be that there was rather a large pool of candidates in that day and age. as God provided leadership for the murmuring Hellenists and Hebrew Christians. And I think one of the sobering things we need to look at is that apparently differences, ethnic differences, differences of opinion, hostility did not miraculously go away at any point in the church's history.